It kind of doesn't make any difference to me because I usually try and manipulate it so that you don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm never gonna sample someone that I've grew up with. You know, like I'm never gonna sample like a Stevie Wonder, or like a, you know, like a Bob Marley or something like that. Like obviously, but like I guess it's all just like how you look at it. Because I didn't really grow up listening to any of that stuff, so I find it obscure. But like to someone else, it's probably like something they grew up on. They're mm-hmm. probably in disbelief that I sampled it, but like whatever. So all the eyes of the beholder, I guess.
Do you make favorite places to look or whatever?
As far looking for records.
Yeah, like records. Sure.
Love Garden's my number one place just because it's right down the street.
Sure.
You know, I look at
a little more expensive to shop at Love Garden than Salvation Army.
Exactly. Salvation Army, man, is just, you know, as far as good records go, it's mostly Christian type Christmas albums. And those are hard to find samples on, but every once in a while you will find a good sample on one of those records, but for the most part. I like
no insane drum mix on the
I like
Jim Neighbor's Christmas album.